You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. We are back. We are back. We are back after a very long break. Y'all, it's been some weeks. Episode, I want to say this is episode 49 or 48. And excuse me. It's been crazy. I want to say it's been like a month or maybe 2 months, 3 months since I've actually done an episode, and you guys are probably about to hear the heat come on. But like, this is life has been bananas. And here's what's so ironic about it, right? So I did a podcast episode. I think the last podcast episode I did was a podcast about like just having faith and having faith to do all these, you know, great things and all this kind of stuff. And literally as soon as I get done with that, life hits me like a ton of bricks. Like crazy. And it's crazy when you go through these seasons of changes and these seasons of like ups and downs, and you're dealing with them, and it seems like, and you know God has something for you, you know God is going to deliver you, you know he's going to make a way, but at the end of the day, you are facing what you feel like is reality, and reality is telling you, or real life is telling you, that you're faced with some hard stuff. And you know, listen, life is always going to be rough, it's always going to be tough, and I feel like I'm going on a tangent today. And today, guys, you know what, typically I would have like a scripture and all that. I may not have any scriptures for this episode, right? We're gonna vibe, we're gonna talk real today, or real to me anyway today. And if I don't have a scripture for y'all, then y'all can stone me later, right? but I really want to talk about this, man, because over the past 2 or 3 months, man, it has been a long time since I came in there and did this. I have been working, praying, really just going through. Man, it sounds so churchy when you say you're just going through, right? But when I tell you that today has been, I mean, not today, but the past couple of months, 3 or 4 months, I feel like, have been bananas. Like, they have been bananas. Like, from working 2 jobs, you know, working all day, every day, all day, all night, trying to make it, trying to make, you know, a little bit of cash to make ends meet and everything like that. It's been rough, man. And I've for those that didn't know, I've always worked 2 jobs. And I work literally from 11 o'clock at night till 7 a.m. in the morning, and then would go in to my first job, I guess, essentially, from like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then sleep a couple hours and do it all over again. And then, when I moved, because those that don't know, I moved to Nashville. When I moved to Nashville, I got another job, and I would work from 4:30 till 11 or 12 or 2 in the morning sometimes. And then would get off there and would come back home, maybe get a couple hours of sleep, and then work again till like from literally 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And would only get like a couple hours of sleep. And then I was doing that. Then I was doing trash pickup. And then, and that was like really, really hard on my body. And I was doing that late, crazy hours. And I was doing all this stuff, man. And my body started breaking down. And I remember one day, man, it was just one of the stressful, most stressful days. It was a very, very stressful day. Had a lot going on outside of just work. Had tons of interviews because, you know, I was praying and asking God to bless me with a job that paid the same as two. And one of the things that I learned in that was when you ask God to help you do something great, you have to be willing. Man, I'm saying this and I hope y'all can hear the grace in what I'm getting ready to say. You have to be able and willing to do some of the work behind and face some of the fears of the rejection behind what it is that you are expecting God to do. Because in that process of me trying to find employment that would pay the same as two jobs, and that's what I was praying God for, I was believing God for, in the process of doing that, the one thing that really, really was crazy about all of that was I went from working all day, working all night, and then in the middle of the day, I'm applying for seven jobs, it felt like, a day, right? First off, it started off with just, you know what, God, I'm going to apply for seven jobs. I would apply for seven jobs and get denied by all seven. So then all of a sudden, I just started applying for a bunch of jobs, as many jobs as I could. And I think at one point in this applying process, I had went to like 80 jobs. And I know that by now, that has superseded to maybe 100 or 115. And I remember one day, I got four rejections in a row. Like, nope, unfortunately, we don't want you. And I'm going to talk about this in another podcast episode about rejection. I hate rejection. And I hate like that feeling of being rejected. And that feeling and that disappointment always gets me, right? Which is part of the reason why I have a hard time approaching girls, because I'm afraid that they're going to reject me before I even talk to them. You know what I mean? And so that fear, right, makes you back down because you just don't want to have to deal with that emotion and you don't want to have to deal with that feeling, right? But whenever you want God to do something great in your life, you have to be willing to take that so that God can redirect you in the right direction. So long story short, man, God ends up blessing me with the job. He gives me everything that I pray for and I ask for, and man, that I have been confessing, and God has been great and he did amazing things. And I say all that to say that it has been a long, drawn out process, and I am grateful for it. And I'm grateful that, you know, God answered my prayer, man, and that he helped me, you know, and that he blessed me, and that he, you know, has moved on my behalf. And man, God is just good, right? And I'm grateful, right? Like I really am grateful because for these past couple of months, and I'm grateful for the break, right? And that's just this chair moving around because I'm fidgety and I have to have something to fidget with. Judge your mama. Anyway. but I am grateful for this process, and I'm even grateful for the break with the podcast, right? Because I needed to go through what I went through. One, so I could encourage others, and two, so I can give God more glory, man. And three, because it allowed me to reprocess and to rethink some things, man. Y'all, I had went back into depression again, like, terribly, and nothing was working. The therapist, this is not funny, but it is funny. I remember one time that I was in a therapy session and the therapist like went to sleep on me, like nodded off, head down, snoring. And like he kept doing it, right? And it came to a point to where I felt like he wasn't even helping me. And so that, on top of everything else that was going on, was just bananas, right? I say all that to lead me to this point. God is good. God will deliver you. God will answer your prayers. And God will always have your back if you continue to go to him and you continue to ask him for help, man. He may not necessarily operate on your timing, and he may not necessarily always operate off of what you deem he should. And the job that I wanted, man, and I was praying and I was confessing for, I didn't even end up getting. But God still worked it out, and he still blessed me, and he still kept me. And it's just been, you know, amazing the doors that God has opened in the past couple of months. But there's a valuable lesson that prompted me to do this podcast. This podcast may not even be a full 30 minutes. It may be 45 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. I don't know. Y'all stick with me today because, again, I may not even have a scripture for this. I may just be shooting the breeze for this episode. But there is a valuable lesson in all of this that I have learned that I recently have been made free from, that felt so good and felt so amazing to be free and to let it go. Okay. And God taught me this valuable, valuable lesson about forgiveness. And he taught me about how some of my depressive states was due to not forgiving people who hurt me. And some of my issues of life came from me not forgiving people who damaged me and who did me wrong and who I may feel like stepped overboard. And I'll say this, like, man, this lesson about forgiveness that God has been teaching me is probably one of the greatest life lessons that I have literally ever encountered. Like, I think this is probably like the best thing of them all when it comes to a lesson that God has taught me, right? Long story short, there was a young lady that, man, I really deeply cared about. And I remember just being head over heels with this girl, right? And you know, I think I had been divorced maybe 6 months or so. I can't remember the exact time, but I know that I really was like caring about this girl, right? And though we would talk, she really wasn't feeling the relationship part. Like, she didn't want to be in a relationship. And she did not want to commit to me, right? And I'm going to tell this story from my perspective, right? And there's an ending to this that's a valuable lesson, right? Long story short, recently, I was able to sit down with her. And I'm grateful for this because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to sit down with people that maybe have offended them or hurt them to have a conversation, right? And to have a logical conversation about what happened. And we had a conversation. I was able to have a conversation with this young lady in regards to what happened, how she was feeling, all kinds of stuff. Long story short, the point of all of this is she was able to clarify to me, right, why she was not feeling in the relationship and she didn't want to continue. She felt like I was pressuring her. She felt like it was too much for her, and she didn't really feel like I gave her the opportunity to process, right, and to make a decision of what she wanted to do. And all of that sounded logical to me. And when she was explaining to me the reasoning behind her actions and the reasoning behind her thought process, it hit me that though I did in her mind play a role into why she may not wanted to commit, as she began to talk to me, it hit me even more clearly that there was nothing that I could have done, right? More of or less of, that would have changed her mind, right? Stick with me. This is going to make sense. I'm so sorry I'm coughing in this mic. I literally had a flu shot on Sunday, and when I got the flu shot, this cough came. So y'all bear with me. I'm saying this, y'all, follow me, please, because there's a big, huge point that I'm going to make in regards to forgiveness, okay? So, I have this conversation with her. She enlightens me on how she feels. And when I leave her, God begins to minister to me in such a unique way. And it is crazy. He begins to teach me and says to me, now I need you to let this go. And I said, man, she hurt me. That hurt me. And he said to me something very, very critical. He said, this is the reason. And I'm not saying, this is what I feel like he was saying to my spirit, right? That this is the reason why you can't move on and you can't move forward is because you are stuck on either the way she may have treated you, the way she may have responded, or her not reacting in the way that you wanted her to react in. You have to forgive this and move forward. Because if you don't, you're going to miss out on what amazing opportunities you could have in your life because you are stuck in your mind and in your heart about somebody who don't want you. And I said to myself, I was like, well, man, maybe this was my fault. Even if it is your fault, even if you weren't perfect, this situation would have still turned out the same way. The outcome would have been the same. Now, and this is where he hit me, man, and I had to let it go. About, how long has it been? About 6 months ago-ish, seven. No, it's been longer because it was back in, it's January, so back in, I want to say around June, we were in a powerful session at church. And I went to this church. We was in a powerful session. Man, we was worshiping and praising God. It was amazing. God's presence was just so just in the place, right? And I remember the pastor had called people to the altar, and this had probably happened 2 weeks in a row. And the week before, this same young lady who I had, you know, cared about deeply and really wanted this relationship with, and she didn't really want that back. You know, she felt like, you know, I was just too much, right? And I think even that would like had offended me, right? Because I didn't know what to do or what not to do, right? I didn't know if I should call her, don't call her. Like, it was just a really confusing situation for me, right? And I remember the week before this service that I'm getting ready to tell you about, the week before, God had told me that I had to lay off of her, that I had to let her go, right? And I remember the next week, right? I was in a church service, and the next week was in the church service. The presence of God was so high. God had been just ministering to me that whole day. I had literally went down to the altar because the pastor called everybody to the altar. I went down to the altar, and when I got there, man, I had bowed down, and God had just started speaking to me in the most amazing way in the world. And he gave me three instructions. He said, I want you to restart your family, reestablish your family, and I want you to rebuild your family. And I said, God, you know, I don't know how to do that. I said to him, God, if I'm going to do this, I need a wife to be able to do this, right? And I need a spouse. God, I can't do this without you blessing me to find a spouse, right? And so God had been ministering to me, man, and kind of working with me on the things that I had did wrong in my previous marriage. And he had been ministering to me and correcting my thoughts and correcting my mind on the things that I needed to do better so that that didn't happen again. And so, man, I had started, man, just trying to reach out to my family more, trying to reach out to my brothers more, trying to reach out, man, and connect with family more. And I was praying and I was asking God for a spouse, and I'm searching for people and it's not working out. But in the back of my mind, right, there's still this young lady here, and I'm trying to move on, and I'm trying to move on. And I met people who were, you know, great. And you know, we just really couldn't connect. We just couldn't work it out. And so finally, man, I had that opportunity, fast forward to where I have this opportunity to have this meeting with this young lady who I deeply cared about. And now I'm on the way home, and God starts to minister to me about, I have to let her go, and I have to let this go if I am going to move forward and really, really, really be able to be who God wants me to be. And I have to forgive her. And I said, God, but it hurts to let this go because I'm offended. I feel rejected. I feel hurt. I feel all this pain. It feels like I'm worthless. It feels like I'm nothing. God, this is so much pain. And God shared with me, man, and it's crazy, that forgiveness hurts. And I said, God, I know that forgiveness hurts. I know. And he tells to me, he says, David, tell me about it. Think of what I had to endure on the cross to forgive you. And I was just floored. And the reason why I was floored is because sometimes when we talk about forgiveness, we talk about it from the mindset of being able to, when we talk about forgiveness, we talk about it from this standpoint of the standpoint of it being in this movie and all of this wonderful music playing. But in reality, forgiveness hurts. It hurts to move on from somebody who hurt you, because you feel like holding on to that will make that person feel how you feel. And it doesn't. That person doesn't feel guilty about it. That girl, the young lady, she didn't feel guilty about it. She didn't feel a certain way about it. Like, that was just, she felt how she felt, and she felt right. And that's okay, right? But, 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 But I was the one holding on to it. I was the one that wasn't moving forward. I was the one that was hurt and damaged by it and could not figure out why I couldn't really be free from her. Like every time I would try to move forward or whatever, it seemed like it was always creeping up on me. Like that old feelings and those old negative emotions. And what God revealed to me was is that I did not want to endure the pain of forgiving her. Man, you have got to get past this and endure that pain of letting it go. You're not benefiting from holding on to the past of the pains and the hurts that somebody else did to you. You're not benefiting from it. The other person isn't benefiting from it. They're not being tortured about it. They're not being afflicted about it. That's on you. You have got to let it go. You cannot continue to endure that. And what, man, this is why God is so good. And what God had to instill in me was that me moving forward and me moving to potentially find a spouse depended upon me forgiving her and letting her go. Some of us, man, God wants to bless in so much of a unique way. Some of us, man, God has husbands and wives, and God has relationships, not even relationships when it comes to husband and spouse, but friendships, man. Some things God has for us and wants us to have, but because you won't let it go, God can't open up the door. God can't bless you with it, and God can't help you with it, and God can't allow you to move forward, and God can't give it to you because he knows that if he gives it to you, that you'll blow it because you won't let the stuff of the past go. You gotta let it go. Baby girl, you gotta let it go. My guy, you have got to let it go. It is, she hurt you, he hurt you, they hurt you, whoever it was, you have got to go through and endure that pain of forgiveness so that you can be who God wants you to be. It is aching at you. It is bitter to you. It is plaguing you. It is weighing you down. You have been going through this back and forth for years. But God said, today's the day you let it go. Today's the day you let it go and you move forward with your life. Don't you hold that man to the wrong that he did to you. Let it go. Well, he did it and it hurt me and I ain't gonna let him get away with it. Honey, he ain't getting away with that. He ain't getting away with it. Well, I don't see how God is having my back on it. So since God won't get him, I'll get him. No, that's not your place. If God gets him, here's what's crazy. Because we quote the scripture all the time. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. If God gets them back, what benefit does that help you? If God, let's just say God just did reciprocate to them the pain that they gave you, right? What benefit to you is that? There is no benefit to you. None. You get nothing. You get the gratification that somebody else was hurt. You get the gratification that somebody else had to go through. No. That is no gratification for you. You're still going to have that pain. That agony is still going to be there. You're going to still have to process through that. So since you're going to have to forgive him regardless, let them go. Let it go, baby. Let it go. My dude, let it go. God has something better for you. God wants something better for you. God has something better for you. But if you're going to get it, you have to let it go. If you're going to move forward, you have to endure the pain of forgiveness and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. The people who rejected me for the jobs, man, I got to forgive them. I got to let it go. And if I, here's the thing. If I get caught up in the bitterness of the people who rejected me, I will never have found the new opportunities and the new grace that God had for me. That's why you got to forgive, y'all. That's why Jesus, here goes the scripture, tells Peter, well, Peter says, well, Jesus, how many times you want me to forgive now? How many times? And Jesus says 70 times 7. Right? 490 times. Listen, Jesus was not necessarily so much caught up on a number. He was saying you should always do it on a regular basis. Why? Because you cannot allow. I'm going to say this. If God does not forgive us of our sins, we would never be able to have one-on-one communion with God. God had to send Jesus, and that was painful. But he sacrificed him to forgive you of your sins. And that same sacrifice you have to do to others. That's why Jesus says that they'll recognize you by the love that you have one toward another. The love that you have, that love. Jesus says, greater love have no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. In other words, that example that Jesus gave us was that forgiveness, I have to forgive and I have to let it go. And you can't allow that example to hinder you from moving forward for what God has for you. Don't block your future because you are stuck on the pain of today. I asked God to help you to forgive. I had to ask him to help me. And I'm trying to move on. And you have no idea the opportunity and the door that's waiting for you the moment you decide to let it go. I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for today's lesson. I thank you so much for what you've done. And I thank you so much for the things that you are doing and the things that you're going to do. Father, I appreciate you so much. I am grateful for you, Father. And I'm just asking that you bless us. Bless my brother, my sister, bless my friend, bless the people who are listening to this podcast, Father, to forgive. Thank you for teaching us the lesson, Father. Help us to continue to forgive those that hurt us and to help us to move forward. Father, we no longer want to hold on to it. We want what you have for us, Lord. And so we release it and we ask for you to heal our hearts, that you heal our minds, that you restore us, Father, that you help us to continue to forgive. And Father, we are grateful for the things that you are doing for us and the things that you're going to do for us. Thank you so much for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, like, share this podcast. I appreciate y'all. We are back. Listen, more podcasts are coming your way. I'm so sorry, y'all. I had to take a break. It was a crazy time period. But in that crazy time period, man, God has taught me so much, and I can't wait to share these things that he's taught me. I am so grateful for you guys, and if you need anything, please hit me up in the comments. Let me know if there's a certain topic that you have questions about. Let me know that as well. I appreciate all of y'all. Thank you so much. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.